Friday, August 25th, 2023. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Stephen Cholak and is taken from Luke chapter 13, verses 22 through 30. He went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. And someone said to him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us,' then he will answer you, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil.' In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west and from north and south and recline at the table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some who are last will be first, and some who are first will be last." The narrow door. The way to the kingdom is narrow. Few will be saved, Jesus says. It is only by the blood of Jesus that one enters the kingdom of God. We hear of many alternatives. The world would entice us away from them. The human heart wants there to be many ways to heaven. But we see clearly that Jesus paves only one road. The road is narrow and the walk difficult. Many from the east and the west, many non-Jews will come too. They will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And at the same time, many that are lifelong believers, Pharisees, religious establishment, and the like, will not enter. He will say to them the most destroying of words, "I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil." But to those who have the blood of Jesus and faith in him who took away our sins by the work of the cross, he will welcome in. Remember Jesus' words to Thomas and the rest of the disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Amen.